You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Police Department and a coalition of local organizations will host an event covering the dangers of sextortion scams on Wednesday. The event will feature a discussion panel with experts seeking to inform parents on how to recognize the signs of a sextortion scam and how to protect their children from becoming the victim of the scam. There will also be a resource fair to connect parents with additional tools. The event will be held at the Eau Claire Event District from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, and more information on the event is available online. A Rice Lake organization is seeking to expand the availability of its laundry assistance service. Community Connections to Prosperity's Loads of Love program seeks to help individuals and families facing financial hardships cover the cost of doing their laundry through monthly events. The program is offered at Clothes Spin Laundry in Rice Lake on the first Friday of each month from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and the third Monday of each month from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. The organization is seeking additional volunteers and organizations to host future laundry events. The Universities of Wisconsin is considering a proposal that would make it significantly easier for students to transfer between schools within the system. A new policy proposal would guarantee that core general education credits can be transferred between all 13 schools in the system. The general education credits cover required classes that are not included in a student's major or minor. If approved, 30 to 36 general education credit hours that were earned at one UW school would count towards the credit graduation requirements at another UW school. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to avoid transporting firewood across the state to help prevent the spread of invasive species. Moving untreated firewood from one area of the state to another is one of the most common ways that invasive species like the emerald ash borer and spongy moth spread. The Don't Move Firewood campaign is encouraging residents to buy local and burn local, urging them to purchase firewood from the area they're planning to camp in and leaving any of their unused firewood behind. The City of Eau Claire is reminding residents that the long-awaited downtown transfer center will officially open on Monday morning. According to a press release, the first bus will depart the new transit hub at 5:45 a.m. on Monday. Delays caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and increased construction costs had pushed the opening date of the facility back by around 2 years. Construction work on the housing units above the facility will also continue throughout the fall, meaning the long-running single-lane closure on Farwell Street will remain in place. Xcel Energy officials are reminding Menominee area residents to expect temporary road closures and increased truck traffic during an infrastructure project at the Cedar Falls Dam. According to a press release, the dredging and foundation reinforcement project began earlier this week and is scheduled to continue through November. During the project, County Road BB, 708th Avenue, and 540th Street specifically will see increased traffic and temporary closures. Drivers are encouraged to plan alternate routes when possible. The Northwest Wisconsin chapter of Whitetails Unlimited is reminding area residents to attend their annual banquet in Shell Lake next week. The 34th annual banquet will be held at the Shell Lake Arts Center on October 2nd, and tickets for the popular event are now on sale. In addition to a buffet dinner, there will also be a silent auction, a live auction, and other contests featuring prizes like hunting and fishing equipment, as well as wildlife and outdoor-themed artwork. Residents interested in attending can buy tickets on the organization's website. The Wisconsin Realtors Association has released its August real estate report showing another increase in median home prices. According to the report, the statewide median home price rose by over 5% since August of 2024 to $338,000. The report also found a nearly 2% increase in existing home sales compared to last year and about a 1% increase in year-to-date home sales. Organization officials say the data in the report could indicate a market shift that could benefit first-time home buyers. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs have announced nearly $430,000 in grant funding awards for veteran mental health initiatives. The funding through the Veteran Mental Health Community-Based Organization Grant Program is meant to support nonprofits that address the mental well-being of veterans in the state. 9 organizations will receive a portion of the grant funding, including $100,000 for the Indian Head Community Action Agency in Northwest Wisconsin. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will begin pausing abortion appointments on October 1st following a federal appeals court ruling on a provision in the new federal budget bill. The appeals court allowed the provision blocking Medicaid funding for clinics that provide abortions to remain in place. Over half of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin's roughly 50,000 patients are covered by Medicaid. Organization officials say they will continue to fight the provision in the courts and will resume providing abortion services as soon as they are able. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Imagine you were part of a hit TV show and the line from the show that fans quote when they see you involves yelling no, no in your face. That is what life has been like for former The Office showrunner Paul Lieberstein. The yelling is in reference to Lieberstein's character Toby, who returns to work much to the dismay of his adversary Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, who shouts no, no in Toby's face. It's worth a Google. The writer-actor recently spoke at the Paley Museum about its new exhibit for The Office. During his appearance, Lieberstein mentioned the new spinoff, The Paper. He is one of the writers on the new show and said he would be open to appearing on the show as an actor if it made sense. At the moment, Oscar Nunez, who played Oscar, is the only cast member from The Office on The Paper. I've seen the pilot of The Paper, and here's my advice. Bring back all The Office characters. In Nepo Baby news, Sawyer Spielberg, yes, relation, has signed on to play the lead in a new film called Once Upon a Time in Hell's Kitchen, according to Variety. The film is based on Colin Broderick's book of the same name. The young Spielberg most recently appeared in Materialists, opposite Dakota Johnson and Pedro Pascal. The 33-year-old actor is the son of director Steven Spielberg and actress Kate Capshaw, and will also executive produce the project. For what it's worth, he is a well-trained actor, but I'm sure the last name has opened a few doors. It took a screwball comedy to bring the hilarious Rick Moranis out of retirement. The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids star has announced that he will be part of Spaceballs 2, where he will reprise his role as Dark Lord Helmet in the sequel to the 1987 original. According to Variety, Amazon MGM Studios has announced that production is underway and the film should hit theaters in 2027. Better Spaceballs 2 for a comeback than another Honey, I Shrunk sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 57.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.